This creature's armor protects something else as well. Its eyes. The eyelids of an ankylosaurus are made of bone.
Ankylosaurs are enormous. They didn't have legs. They didn't need to chase after their prey, the vegetation. It wasn't going anywhere. It was just there. They had these bone plates that had formed in its skin. And this is similar to what we see in crocodiles' armor on the back. Well, with ankylosaurs, they went even farther. They encased their entire backs, their sides, their bellies, even developed these bones in the eyelids so that it had armored eyelids.
But a body covered in steel-like armor is only the beginning. Ankylosaurus also has a powerful offensive weapon, its tail, a club that can pummel an opponent with 19 tons of force. The top half is composed of muscle. The vertebrae on the lower half are fused together to form a solid, rod-like whip. This tail can snap more than 45 degrees in either direction. At the very end is a bony mass, like a built-in sledgehammer.
A giant mace that's really well built for smashing into the heads or the legs of Tyrannosaurus and its relatives.
This tail is capable of enough power to shatter the leg bones of almost any predator, no matter how big.
An impact from that club could crush bone, shatter teeth, if not kill the T-Rex outright, wound it in such a way that it's likely to starve to death.
Like a wrecking ball weighing almost 45 kilograms, swinging at a speed of 78 kilometers per hour, it strikes a devastating blow. The tip is designed not to split on impact. It absorbs the stress of all that raw power. The hammer gives because it's not solid bone. Instead, it's honeycombed with soft tissue, marrow, blood, and fat. Ankylosaurus combines steel-like protective plates with a powerful offensive weapon. The result? A creature with few rivals over more than 100 million years of evolution.